Can pigeons read? This one gives every indication, because he's been taught to distinguish between two words and to behave appropriately. He's learned his different response to each sign by being rewarded with food. So the bird isn't acting independently. Its behavior is shaped by controlling its environment. The first task was to isolate an individual piece of behavior and see how that could be changed. Skinner did this by keeping individual pigeons at about 3/4 of their normal weight, so that the birds were always hungry, and food could be used as an automatic reward. The pigeon was studied in a uniform box, one it quickly grew used to. One piece of behavior, pecking a colored disc, was measured on a graph. The pigeon learned that pecking the disc produced a reward. Then the behavior of pecking could be studied in relation to how often that reward was offered. Or in Skinner's terms, what was the schedule of reinforcement?
The main thing is what we call schedules of reinforcement. Reinforcement is what the layman calls reward, and you can schedule it so that a reward occurs every now and then when a pigeon does something. We usually use a response with a pigeon pecking a little disc, a little spot in the wall, and you can reinforce with food, but you don't reinforce every time, perhaps every tenth time, or perhaps only once every minute or something like that. There are a very large number of schedules, and they have their special effects. And there is a good example of how you can move from the pigeon to the human case, because one of the schedules which is very effective with rats or pigeons is what we call the variable ratio schedule, and that is at the heart of all gambling devices and has the same effect. A pigeon can become a pathological gambler just as a person can. Now, the fact that we found that out with pigeons and could prove it by removing and changing the schedule makes it easy for us to interpret the case with the human subject. We don't say that the human subject gambles to punish himself, as the Freudians might say, or gambles because he feels excited when he does so. Nothing of the sort. People gamble because of the schedule of the reinforcement that follows. And this is true of all gambling systems. They all have variable ratios built into them. So what we've learned from the pigeon, it made it possible to interpret this vast field very effectively.
The two pigeons are at either end of a small ping-pong table. One pigeon pecks the ball as it comes toward him and knocks it toward the other pigeon. Other pigeon pecks the ball back across the table. If it goes past one pigeon, the other pigeon can eat, and if it goes the other way, the other pigeon eats. So that there is it's a real game. The pigeon is reinforced for a cross-court shot if that is what gets the ball past his opponent.
De los 40, Skinner comenzó a experimentar sobre una respuesta sencilla de un animal simple, una paloma picoteando un disco al que le seguía un reforzador, una bolita de comida o algo de agua. Un reforzador es algo que incrementa la frecuencia de respuestas. La paloma se desenvolvía en un espacio sencillo, con un entorno muy controlado, al que ahora denominamos la caja de Skinner.
Esta paloma hambrienta se mueve más o menos al azar. Algunas veces gira su cabeza hacia la izquierda. Cuando lo hace, reforzamos ese movimiento, permitiéndole el acceso a un plato de grano. Una vez hemos reforzado a la paloma para que realice un leve giro hacia la izquierda, podemos esperar reforzarla a que la gire un poco más lejos. En diferentes etapas progresivas podemos llegar a un punto en el que la paloma dé un giro completo. La paloma ha aprendido a dar esta respuesta porque ha sido reforzada en etapas sucesivas hacia el patrón final.